You're listening to Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio. I'm Adam Cotterell. In our summer series, Let's Get Physical, we're highlighting unique, even unusual ways to stay active and fit. Today, a tournament for a growing sport. I'm going to play bike polo while carrying my digital recorder and a microphone. That's right, polo. Mallet, ball, but remove the horses and country club, substitute home-modified bicycles and a parking lot. Narrating now from a safe distance, I'll admit to some trepidation. But back to the bike. And I'm getting on my bike on the, what do you call this, the field?
The court.
The court, okay. This court is a parking lot near downtown Boise, surrounded by a 2-foot plywood wall and a hockey net at each end.
Hit it with your microphone.
It almost reached. As we warm up, I ask veteran bike poloists Andrew Little and Lane Whiting if it's dangerous.
Actually, it could be a very dangerous sport.
Really gnarly wreck yesterday.
Yeah?
Well, I was chasing the ball at probably about 20 miles an hour, and I got in a tangle with another player, Andrew, actually. I ended up falling backwards off my bike as my bike fell down toward me. Made a little divot in my shin, and I was out for the rest of the night.
You'd see Whiting's shin divot if all the skin weren't covered in ink. It's right on a rose and blends nicely. We circle the court and hit the ball around. Andrew Little says some people tried to get bike polo started in Boise a few years ago, but he doesn't know what happened to them. He and his friends started playing about a year and a half ago. They want everyone who's interested to pick up a mallet, hence the tournament, which is more like a weekend of pickup games.
Everybody gets a mallet. They put it in the middle of the court and then gets randomly divided up into two teams. It's not necessarily super competitive, but can be.
Lane Whiting describes it this way.
Kind of like a mix between horse polo and street hockey. It is 3-on-3, there's passing, there are strategies involved.
And there's a goalie who leans on the mallet to balance on the bike as effortlessly as if it were a well-trained polo pony. I ride to work every day, but that's with both hands and in a straight line. Dragging the ball on the ground next to me while I weave and turn is nothing like my commute.
Hey, scored!
Okay, they let me have that one. We clear the court so a real game can begin. So far, there's about 25 people who play bike polo in Boise. There's also a club in Moscow and leagues in several cities in Washington, Oregon, and Montana.
You guys want to play? You want to try?
Next to the court, Jake Schizel holds his 9-month-old son and waits to get on his bike for the next game.
It's basically the one thing I have left that I can just get out and do for myself. You know, I can come down and play one game in 15 minutes and feel like I've had a chance to decompress, get back to the family or get back to work. It's just competitive enough, you know, a little bit of fun, a little bit of exercise, a little bit of camaraderie. And I just love anything to do with a bike.
Andrew Little puts his helmet on to get back on the court. Protective gear is not mandatory.
I think we're getting a few raindrops. Are we going to have a rain delay?
No, we'll play in the rain. There's actually photos of us online where we're playing in the snow. We literally played year-round.
You wouldn't want very deep snow.
No, definitely not very deep snow. We have brought out shovels before to play.
About 50 people come and go during the 3 days of this tournament. Little and the other organizers had hoped for more, but not everyone is as willing to play in the rain. The group plays Sunday afternoons, rain or shine. They have homemade mallets and balls. Just bring a bike. One that you wouldn't mind wrecking. From Boise State Public Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.